God has this knack of taking our greatest disasters and turning them into His greatest victories. And there's no greater disaster in all of history than the lifeless body of Jesus hanging upon that cross. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. What's the greatest disaster that's ever befallen you? That one event that almost tore you apart. Perhaps you're even in the middle of it right now. Hold that thought as we dive into the greatest disaster of all. John chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing amongst yourselves what I meant when I said, 'A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn to joy." The plot to assassinate Jesus hung so thick over those disciples that you could have cut the air with a knife. They were afraid not only that their beloved Jesus would be crucified, but that they'd be nailed to a cross too. And you can imagine that when it did finally happen, they were bereft. They wept, just as you and I have wept amidst our own disasters down through the years. But into their tears, into our tears, into your tears, the very one to be nailed to that cross speaks these words, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn to joy." That's God's word, fresh for you today. Pain is a place where God, if we'll let Him, would do His greatest works in our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.